Oh no, you've lost the interview recording file. What do we do? All right, so anybody that's been podcasting for a while, particularly if you're doing a interview style podcast, this happens to everybody. It's not a huge deal, but it's really frustrating, especially if you had a really high caliber guest on your show and you get to the end of the interview and, you know, either the show recorded properly and you start to move the file around and you put it in your filing cabinet, as it were, and then you go back to check for it later and it's gone. Or the other one that happens pretty, you know, not too infrequently is you'll be doing your recording and let's say your computer runs out of battery and powers down, or you know, the recording software just doesn't work properly and it doesn't record your episode properly, or it'll record your half and not their half of the conversation. That happens sometimes as well. So here's what we're going to do to fix that. The first thing, and this is just social etiquette, the first thing is to reach out to that guest that you had on the show and be honest with them. Say, hey, here's what happened. Unfortunately, the file was lost. I'm really sorry. You know, this was something that I am going to prevent in the future. Would you be willing to reschedule the interview? Because oftentimes, if someone's already done an interview with you and they realize that, oh, well, now it's not even going to be published, they are going to be more than willing to do it again. They might not be thrilled about it at first. However, you still need to get some episode content, and you can't just act like nothing ever happened because they're going to realize you never published their episode. So reach out to them and say, hey, you know, I'm really sorry. This is what happened. Can we reschedule the interview? If they do, you're good to go. If they don't, you know, that happens. Sorry. What you're going to want to do in the future, though, to make sure that this doesn't happen again, is set up your recording software in a few ways. So if you are using Skype and you're using like Call Recorder or Pamela, you can go into the settings and make sure that it auto records every phone call. So that is the number one step you're going to want to use. Number two is use a backup. So on my desktop, I always open up Audacity, and so I start recording locally. So what I mean by that is I start recording my end of the conversation on Audacity, as well as I use Skype Call Recorder. And if your guest is a technologically savvy person, you can also request that they record locally on their end as well. So whether they use Audacity or GarageBand or whatever, or even QuickTime, you can use QuickTime. The idea is to have some backups so that you can always have a second or a backup file version that you can go to. And one side benefit of this is if you're recording locally on your side of the phone call and they're recording locally on their side of the phone call, both of those recordings will be better quality than any kind of a Skype call recorder or a two-way recording. So you can use both of those tracks and put them into your episode instead of just using that one track. But really, the reason why I wanted to bring it to you today is because that will give you a backup in case things go wrong, in case that kind of stuff. Now, obviously, things like the computer powering down, you want to make sure that you've got some battery before you start an episode. And even if you're not plugged in, actually, I recommend that you're not plugged in while you're doing the recordings. I would stay relatively close to your plug so that if you need to, you can, you know, quick plug it in before she dies. So, all right, so that's what you're going to want to do when all heck breaks loose and you lose an audio recording file, particularly with a high caliber guest. So, I'm Ben Kruger. This is Authority Engine TV. Check us out more at authorityengine.com. And if you have a question you would like answered on air, hit me up at the Ask Me Anything button down below, or Ask Me Question button down below, and I will answer your questions on Authority Engine TV. Thanks and have a good one.